Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Get It by Amy K. Hutchins, a transformative guide released in 2020 that teaches you how to take command of your conversational skills. Aimed at helping you navigate tough discussions, this book offers practical advice on avoiding conversational missteps and enhancing your communication prowess to shape outcomes in your favor. Amy K. Hutchins, a former executive at a billion-dollar corporation, is a celebrated speaker and consultant. Her expertise has made her a sought-after advisor for global leaders, helping them excel in leadership and innovation. With Get It, Hutchins applies her vast experiences to provide readers with the tools needed for success in personal and professional arenas. This book is ideal for introverts struggling to express themselves, individuals looking to mend or strengthen relationships, and anyone eager to improve their interpersonal skills for greater success in all aspects of life. Join us in uncovering how small changes in how you communicate can lead to significant impacts on your life outcomes. Get It: 5 Steps to the Sex, Salary, and Success You Want. Introduction. Harness the power of communication to transform your life. Imagine every conversation you have as a key unlocking doors to your personal and professional dreams. Whether you're negotiating a raise, trying to make a meaningful connection at a social event, or navigating family dynamics, the art of conversation is your greatest asset. Mastering the subtle dance of communication can lead you to achieve unimaginable gains. Friends, financial opportunities, and increased influence are all byproducts of powerful conversational skills. However, achieving fluency in this art form is no simple feat. Even the most practiced speaker can occasionally stumble, turning what should be a smooth dialogue into a clunky exchange. This comprehensive guide is your personal coach for avoiding conversational pitfalls that generate conflict and misunderstanding. It offers you a toolkit of effective phrases and strategic approaches to deploy in high-stakes discussions. Furthermore, it enhances your everyday interactions, enabling you to build stronger, more authentic connections with those around you. By aligning your intentions with the correct conversational techniques, you will find that more doors open for you more consistently. From this guide, you will discover strategies to handle power dynamics in workplace communications, tips for delivering constructive criticism while preserving the other person's dignity, and a powerful yet simple phrase that can de-escalate potential conflicts before they escalate, maintaining harmony and understanding. These skills do not just improve conversations, they improve lives, paving the way for more fulfilling relationships and profound personal satisfaction. Part 1. Transform your outcomes by being honest with yourself first. The cornerstone of any productive conversation is knowing precisely what you aim to achieve from it. Without this clarity, your dialogue is likely to wander, missing the critical targets you intend to hit. Before striking up a conversation, especially in scenarios that could shape the course of your life or career, it's vital to engage in a frank discussion with yourself. The fundamental idea here is simple. For more successful outcomes in your conversations, start with honesty in your self-assessment. Whether you're stepping into a job interview hoping to showcase your skills for that dream job, or navigating the murky waters of modern dating, your clarity in what you desire sets the foundation for every word you speak. In the realm of job interviews, your goal is clear: to demonstrate your capabilities and fit for the position. In personal relationships, like dating, the goals can be less transparent but are equally crucial for guiding your actions and expectations. This process of self-reflection is essential not just for setting the right tone, but also for steering all your conversational decisions wisely. If your ultimate goal is to gain recognition, you might find that adopting a more assertive tone in your dialogues works in your favor. Conversely, if you're seeking deeper connection and intimacy, showing empathy and understanding becomes your pathway. As you dive deeper into understanding your true desires, you may discover that what you initially wanted might look different when examined closely. This revelation encourages flexibility in how you view the outcomes of your conversations, opening up avenues to unexpected and fulfilling opportunities. Take the case of Matt, an anecdote from the original author's experience. Initially, Matt's conversation with himself revealed a desire to have children. However, deeper reflection uncovered his true longing was not specifically for children of his own, but to belong to a loving family unit. This insight dramatically broadened his perspectives and eventually led him to meet a partner with children, fulfilling his authentic desire to be part of a caring family environment. By starting conversations with a clear understanding of your desires, you not only communicate more effectively, but also widen your receptiveness to the possibilities that conversations may unfold. This approach doesn't just better your interactions, it significantly enhances the quality and satisfaction of your relationships and life decisions. Part 2: Understanding the Dual Nature of Conversations, Connection versus Power. Now that you've clarified your desires, be it love, wealth, or career advancement, it's time to learn how to channel these into your conversations effectively. Here's a transformative insight that can be applied universally, whether you're chatting with a colleague or sharing a moment with a loved one. Whenever you engage in a conversation, pose a critical question to yourself. Is my goal here to connect with this person or to assert my presence? Recognizing your aim can immediately frame your approach, setting the tone and direction of the exchange. The essential insight is, generally, conversations are vehicles for either connection or power. Opting for connection places the focus on the other individual. This involves setting aside your own desires to better understand and empathize with the needs of the person you are speaking with. It's about building a bridge between two people, fostering mutual understanding and support. Choosing power, on the other hand, centers on asserting your own identity and boundaries. This isn't about being selfish. It's about affirming your self-respect and clearly stating your stance. In scenarios where you feel undermined or disrespected, adopting a power-oriented approach is crucial to maintain your standing. The context of your interaction often dictates which approach is more appropriate. For instance, in confrontational or professional scenarios where you need to establish your position, emphasizing power might be necessary. However, in personal relationships, striving for connection generally yields better results. Connection forms the cornerstone of healthy, long-lasting relationships. It opens the door to deeper understanding and mutual investment in each other's well-being. When you genuinely connect, you work together towards shared goals and problem-solving, cementing a bond built on mutual respect and care. Conversely, consistently prioritizing your needs over others can strain even the strongest bonds. A relationship where one party constantly imposes their will can become unsustainable, leading to resentment and disengagement. Ironically, the most effective strategy for achieving your personal objectives is to help others achieve theirs. This might mean compromising in the short term, but it builds a robust network of support around you, dedicated to mutual success. By focusing on connection and occasionally leveraging power wisely, you ensure that your conversations not only meet your immediate needs but also enrich your relationships, paving the way for long-term fulfillment. Part 3: Navigating Workplace Power Dynamics with Grace and Assertiveness. The dynamics of conversation at the workplace stand distinct from those we experience at home. In the professional sphere, the balance often tips towards asserting power, though building connections remains essential. Mastering this balance can enhance your influence, earn you respect, and facilitate your day-to-day tasks such as negotiation, delegation, and collaboration. Asserting your authority in your area of expertise is crucial, but perhaps even more critical is handling the inevitable power struggles that arise in any competitive environment. Here is the key takeaway. The best strategy to handle power plays at work is to consciously choose not to engage in them. Power plays come in various forms, whether it's a boss who uses their position to excessively control, or a colleague who undermines your contributions. The appropriate response to such challenges is pivotal to maintaining professional decorum and advancing your career. If you find yourself caught in a power play, the most effective response is to refrain from participating in the game. Reacting with annoyance or aggression only fuels the fire and worsens the situation. Instead, opt for responses that are forgiving and open to dialogue. For instance, if faced with criticism, a response such as, "Thank you for your feedback, I'll consider it moving forward," or "I apologize for any misunderstanding, how can we resolve this effectively," can help diffuse tension and show your willingness to engage constructively. However, there are times when a passive approach might not suffice and a more direct method is necessary. In such instances, it's advisable to invite the other party for a private discussion. During this conversation, maintain a calm demeanor and use non-accusatory language. Avoid personalizing the issue with you statements. Instead, frame the issue in terms of the situation and express your commitment, like, "We've been under a lot of stress lately. I am dedicated to our mutual goals. Let's work together to improve our collaboration." By choosing to engage in a mature and composed manner, you empower yourself to navigate through office politics effectively. This approach not only helps maintain professional relationships, but also fortifies your position as a level-headed and proactive member of your team. Part 4. Avoid triggering the ego to enhance communication effectiveness. When you're gearing up for a challenging conversation, it's crucial to realize that multiple dialogues are happening simultaneously. While you're speaking, both you and the person on the receiving end have internal conversations that significantly influence the interaction. Ideally, these internal dialogues would perfectly align with the actual conversation. However, more often than not, they diverge, and sometimes they even contradict the external discussion. Among the types of internal dialogues, one particularly detrimental to productive conversation is what's termed the ego hook. This is a pattern of thinking that starts the moment someone perceives they're being criticized. Here's a crucial insight. You're unlikely to get what you want from someone if you offend their ego. Once the ego hook is triggered, the dynamics of the conversation shift drastically. Initially, the individual may be open and engaging with the discussion constructively. However, the moment they sense a threat to their self-esteem, defenses go up, emotions escalate, and the focus turns inward, derailing the conversation. This becomes particularly problematic when trying to offer feedback. For instance, suggesting improvements to a partner can quickly become a minefield if the feedback is taken personally. To navigate this, altering your language to avoid triggering defensive reactions is key. Here are a few strategies. First, eschew superlatives that generalize behavior, which can be perceived as attacks on character. Avoid phrases like "you always" or "you never." Instead, relate feedback to specific incidents or behaviors. For instance, commenting, "I noticed you seemed distracted in the meeting yesterday. Is everything all right?" pinpoints a particular instance rather than generalizing a pattern. Secondly, provide constructive suggestions without overt criticism of the person's methods or capabilities. Steer clear of blunt or judgmental comments such as "you're too slow" or "that's not the right way to do it." Opt instead for open-ended suggestions like "could this approach be helpful?" or "I've found this technique quite effective in similar situations. What do you think?" Mastering the art of feedback by ensuring it doesn't center directly on the individual, but rather on behaviors or solutions, not only prevents triggering the ego hook, but also encourages a more open and productive dialogue. By adopting this approach, you position yourself as a facilitator of improvement rather than a critic, fostering a better understanding and cooperation in your interactions. Part 5. Diffuse tension with the deflate technique to maintain harmony. Imagine this. You've had a grueling day at work. You're tired, hungry, and irritable. Suddenly, a trivial disagreement with your partner over something as minor as discarded leftovers spirals into a significant conflict about financial irresponsibility and differing values. What was a mundane issue escalates into an intense verbal battle. Clearly, This isn't the kind of outcome anyone desires from a dispute. Rather than fostering understanding or resolutions, such confrontations only serve to deepen divisions. Here's where a strategic approach, known as the deflate technique, can turn the tide of potentially explosive arguments and channel discussions towards constructive solutions. Essential insight. The deflate technique is your tool to sidestep heated arguments. This method involves a straightforward two-part response. First, acknowledge and validate the other person's concern. Second, invite them to collaborate on a solution. For example, if your partner criticizes the uneven distribution of household chores, instead of reacting defensively or pointing fingers, respond with, "I see you're upset about the chores. I agree we need a better balance. Can we figure this out together?" What happens next is nearly magical. By agreeing with the core concern and seeking your partner's input on a solution, you shift the conversation from confrontation to cooperation. Most individuals are taken aback by this approach because it moves the interaction from a combative stance to one of partnership. This technique effectively deflates the building pressure and redirects the energy towards a mutual goal, thus avoiding what could have been a destructive argument. However, it's important to recognize that while avoiding eruptive fights through techniques like this is beneficial, consistently dodging conflict is not advisable. If petty disputes are frequent, they may be symptomatic of deeper relational issues needing attention. Nevertheless, addressing these should be done at an appropriate time, ideally when both parties are calm and not under the influence of immediate stressors like hunger or fatigue. By then, employing the deflate technique, you'll not only have avoided unnecessary strife, but also created a conducive atmosphere for dealing with more profound issues constructively. Part 6. Drive action with strategic requests and insightful questions. Navigating through a meaningful conversation is one part of achieving your goals. The other is ensuring that the discussion translates into tangible actions. For instance, suppose you have just explained to a colleague why beachwear is inappropriate for the office setting. It would be quite frustrating to see them show up in beach shorts the very next day. Clearly, the conversation didn't result in a change. To truly affect change following a conversation, it's crucial to end discussions with either a specific request or a commitment. Here's a vital takeaway. Making requests and posing questions effectively can spur action. When you articulate a request, you clarify the expected behavior for the other person. This can be as straightforward as asking, "Could you please run significant expenses by me from now on?" Or, "Will you ensure honesty in our future communications?" This not only sets clear expectations, but also holds the parties accountable. Similarly, if someone requests something from you, affirming your agreement solidifies mutual respect and fosters a reciprocal relationship. Compliance with each other's requests sets a foundation for dependable interactions. Why would people meet your requests if you disregard theirs? Besides making direct requests, posing thought-provoking questions is another powerful strategy to motivate action. Asking questions that start with "what happens when" effectively prompts others to consider the consequences of their actions. This type of inquiry helps people to internally reason out why a change in their behavior might be necessary. For example, with a teenager who's neglecting their studies asking, "What happens when you don't study for an exam?" encourages them to reflect on the potential negative outcomes, such as poor grades. The realization of these consequences often spurs a change in behavior more effectively than direct admonitions. Thus, by strategically ending your conversations with a request or a thought-provoking question, you set the stage for not just theoretical agreements, but practical implementations of agreed-upon actions. This approach turns verbal agreements into actionable results, fulfilling both parties' objectives and enhancing the overall productivity of your interactions. Final summary. Let's crystallize the essence of these insights. Your voice is not just a tool, but a powerful asset in achieving your desires. By honing the way you speak, managing your emotional responses, and considering the needs and sensitivities of others, you will dramatically enhance the effectiveness of your conversations. Improving your conversational skills means more than just talking smoothly. It involves a deeper connection with others, leading to more satisfying and productive interactions. When you refine how you communicate, you're not just solving problems more efficiently, you're also opening up a world of opportunities. Doors you didn't even know existed will start to open, creating pathways to success and fulfillment in various facets of your life. Embrace the power of your voice as a key to unlock these doors, and watch as the quality of your interactions transforms your prospects and relationships. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.